Simon Dehaan from 8 Media talks about why they choose Django and not Rails as their default web development framework. This is Thijs van der Vossen from Fingertips Design and Development. I'm happy to bring you a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 06.
All right, well, thank you for having us here. We are not the enemy. So, we just believe in
snakes.
Excuse me?
Snakes.
We just believe in the right solution for the problem at hand. And Django for us, for 80% of our web development problems, is an excellent solution. So, who has done anything with Django? All right. Who has never done anything with Rails? Yet. All right. Okay. Well, we haven't done very much with Rails either. We're very new, so if you have very Rails-specific questions and how it compares to Django, take it easy on me. I am not the expert on that. Anyway, Django. I ripped this from the site. Django is a high-level Python framework that encourages rapid development and clean, pragmatic design. I think the quote speaks for itself already. I couldn't have described it much better than that it does. And this is exactly what we have found in our experiences with using Django. It's like Rails. It's an MVC-inspired framework. It tackles the MVC question a little different, but I enjoy it. And it's built on what we call DRY or DRY principles that also are part of Rails and the thought behind Rails. Django comes from a high content newspaper business, so where Rails is coming from Basecamp and that application, Django has a history in powering a lot of high content newspaper websites. I'd like to say something about the track record. Like I said, Rails has Basecamp as its crown jewel or everything. Everyone's looking at Basecamp and is like, oh, this has got to be the solution for my problem because Basecamp can do it. One example of a Django-powered site is Chicago Crime. It's one of these new Web 2.0 mashup sites where you can see Google Maps are combined with public data about crime information, and they are shown or presented on this site, so you can see where crimes have happened in Chicago in the last few days and where, and you can track the routes. It's been called by the New York Times the most influential mashup of 2005. It's been slash-dotted 3 times and has been featured on high-content or high-profile sites as CNN. So I think these facts actually, they speak for themselves, also for the quality of the framework that powers this website. Who has ever been slash-dotted? From here? You have? Almost? I have never been. I think if it happens to me, I would run in panic around the building because of what would happen to my servers. So far, it looks like Django is all right at handling this large amount of traffic. I don't have the details, but... Another site is LJ World. This is the journalism site, or the company behind this is also the company that develops Django, and Daniel was telling me that this site is getting 2.4 million page views a day. Yeah. So this is incredible traffic, once again proving Django is a very capable, stable framework for developing high content sites and high traffic. Some of the features, Rails has its active record. If I was looking a few days ago at Rails and the portions of code, what it was, the first releases of Rails were almost, I think 70% of the code was just active record. Correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of the productivity from these frameworks, I believe, comes from the active record implementation, this active record pattern, just abstracting the database and letting the code do the database logic for you, most of it. Active record, well, it's called active record in Rails. In Django, it's the model API. Another great feature of Django is the caching mechanism. We all, I think we all know Memcached as a good solution for caching. There are a few options in Django for caching your sites. You can cache your data in your database. I don't know if that's a very good solution, because then you need to have a well-indexed database, obviously. There are various ways of caching your Django site, also to the view, caching specific views or specific model procedures, I think. There's a whole lot of documentation on the Django site on caching, so I won't be telling you all of that. You can go there. The templates are extremely fast. There's been a comparison between a few Python templates. There's Cheetah and some others. Django has the performance of the Django templates are incredible. The template language for Django is not Python. It's just a specific language of its own. I know in Rails you just write Ruby code in your templates or in your RHTML. So in Django it's just a simple markup language, pretty much, not XML, just with curly brackets and stuff. So it's also easy for designers to pick up, and I'll be telling a bit more about that later. Internationalization. Django is completely ready for internationalization. I believe we have a talk a little later about Unicode problem in Rails. Nice feature of Django, it's internationalization ready. We are in Europe, so we get funny characters in our words faster than people in America do. Also, I believe because we're in the Netherlands and we are quite an international country, I believe we have to produce sites faster that are multi-language than American sites. Most American sites that I know of are just English, because somehow Americans believe the rest of the world speaks English all the time. So anyway, Django is ready. It's just ready for internationalized sites. And the automatically generated the admin application of Django, which is people call a crown jewel on the Django framework, and it's pretty amazing. All right, we have the model template view. This is the Django equivalent somewhat of the MVC. Who doesn't know MVC? Well, you're obviously Rails developers, so you know MVC. So the Django developers have taken the whole idea of separation of presentation from logic as a good practice, but they've given it their own twist. So in Django, we have the model. This is actually a dark green box. You can't see it, but we have the model. The view is coupled directly from the URL that's coming. It just points to a view, which is similar, I guess, to the routes in Rails. The view determines what is presented, so what model data is collected in the view, and the template determines how it is presented. So this is a bit different. You don't really have a controller file like you do in Rails. Like you have, I think, Ring was showing it, the article, I don't know, something controller. And you said about what you like about Rails. So I think the controller in Django is somewhere between the URL coupling and the view, somewhere there. Don't get into the details. I'm not religiously fan of this. This is just a Django implementation. Anyway, this is why we chose Django. Dice was telling us that a few months ago we were still discussing what's a good solution for us. The model API. It's a beauty to work with. it's just, we looked at the implementation. For me, I come from a PHP background. I was working with Django, just experimenting some stuff. And I was working with the models, and I was thinking, I was tackling a problem. I was like, how am I going to solve this? It felt like I had to be completely detoxed from my PHP way of thinking, because I was thinking I need at least like 20 lines of code to solve this problem. And then the model API, just to get your data from your database, is so elegant in Django. So it's been a pleasure to work with. When I started, I was just sitting behind my computer. I was like, oh no, this is just scary what this thing does. So for me, it was just excellent fun just to work with Django and the model APIs especially. The automatically generated admin, you were sharing about content management in Rails. We don't really have that problem with Django because this is an app that is distributed with Django. You define your models, you start the, you hook in your admin application that is part of the Django distribution. And this is pretty much what you get. So you get your basic create, remove, update, create, read, update, delete, confusing acronym. Get your basic stuff, you get your filters on the side so you can, in your models, you can determine what you want to see here. So you can say your tags, you can put them there, the categories or whatever. Sorting on date, search. So this is just the list. So this is the admin is just a time saver for us as 8media for 80% I think of our sites. The admin is great. There's 20% of customizations that we would like to do just to make it a little more intuitive, a bit more user friendly. So far we haven't really tackled the admin code. In itself, it's quite a complex application. It's not code generation at all. It's just an application that reads your models and provides just this interface to manage them. So we haven't gotten into the real nitty gritty of the admin application yet. But for 80% of what we want to do, it's perfect. For 20%, we would still like to make some adaptations. Another reason why we chose to use Django. Ooh, you can't really see the picture that well. It's our because of our existing infrastructure. We host ourselves. We have a few servers that we manage, and there's just a lot of legacy code on there, which means just our Apache servers and PHP applications we've developed. On top of that, we're running like system administration tools like Plesk for our customers to manage their mailboxes, things like that. So just dumping Apache wasn't really an option for us because we have just too much stuff running on it. Another option was Apache hooking it up as a proxy server for Lighty and then FastCGI to Rails. I don't know about you guys, if you're doing that, that's fine. To me, it feels like just one big hack to get something done. Now we have Mongrel as a server, which looks like a better solution for hosting Rails through Apache. But we had to work with Apache. Apache straight with FCGI wasn't really successful for us. It was slow. And so we looked at Django. Django works perfectly with Apache and ModPython, which we already had installed. So it was just pretty much a matter of configuring Apache, and Django was ready for use. All right, our experiences with Django. Like I said earlier, 80% ready for use, 20% customization. The customization so far that we've done have been mostly through JavaScript inserting into the DOM, the document object model, which we would like to take time to actually explore the admin application further and see what other field types we could introduce. It is possible to be done, but you need to really spend some time in the admin application to get that. Well, I think there's a really fine line between website and web application, obviously. But yes, Rails is very good for building web applications, specifically web applications that are making extensive use of Ajax technologies. I believe Django is very good for high content websites. Each one is a good solution for a different problem. So.
One of the things that struck me about Rails when I started using it was how useful the migrations are. Are you familiar with migrations?
Is that database migration?
Yeah, so it's a way of splitting up the changes you make to your database into script files that can be undone, basically, the changes can be.
I'm not sure about migrations exactly what it is. What Django does have is that when you update your models, like add a field different or remove a field or whatever. You have the command sync DB, which syncs your models with your database again. I don't know if that's what it is which you're looking for, but otherwise, I'm sorry, I can't.
So presumably, if you have your application in source control and you download it, you update your local version, mm-hmm. you can then do, you can synchronize your local database to the new model that you just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. So don't pin me on it, but I think so.
Django doesn't reverse. So what you do in Rails, you define your database, and then from the database you get your models, or you get your attributes on your models. In Django, you define your model in code, and then you generate SQL to create the database. So when you change your model, then you can recreate the database schema from the models. So you don't have to write any migrations.
We have two t-shirts. If someone wants to promote Django in your office, please come see me.
You've been listening to a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting, held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 2006. If you'd like to find out more about our meetings, please visit Fingertips Design and Development at www.fngtps.com.